You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Barry Soper, our senior political correspondent at 13 away from 5, is with us. Hey, Barry.
Good afternoon, Heather.
I mean, this was obvious that it had to happen, right? That the Nats eventually had to rule out the Māori Party?
Well, you read my mind. I mean, you know, it's come really too late, I think. They should have been a bit more assertive early on, the National Party. It was pretty clear that the Māori Party were never going to be in the frame when it came to National, and why they waited until today, when Mika Whaitiri now is, by to all intents and purposes, a member of the Māori Party. I don't know why they waited until now, but nevertheless, Chris Luxon says what we already all know, that the bridge between National and the Māori Party is simply too wide to close. He said the Māori Party of today is a very different party to the one that National signed a confidence and supply agreement with three times in 2008. And, of course, that was John Key having an insurance policy in case anything did happen, then he may have needed them, which, of course, he never did. But Chris Luxon says is that a vote for the Māori Party is a vote for the Labour-Greens Māori Party coalition of chaos. So that you'll hear more of that in the lead-up to the election. And he said it'll be continued economic mismanagement. And I think certainly they'll be, as we've said in the past, Heather, they'll be campaigning on this co-governance thing, with Luxon saying that he doesn't believe separate systems are the best way to achieve a good outcome for Māori.
I wonder if the reason he had tried to avoid it was, I don't know, was it because he was trying to avoid exactly what's just happened, which is that the co-leader of the Greens has called him a racist, essentially?
Well, I mean, you know, he's should have a fairly thick skin. I mean, God only knows how many times I've been called a racist in my time in the business. Of course, whenever you criticise, like Willie Jackson, for example, he'll go on social media and say you're a racist. So yeah. I don't think you should be worried too much about that.
The two major parties, right? Okay, so the opinion poll. In this instance, the right will be able to govern, but the leaders should be reasonably concerned, both of them, shouldn't they, the way that their popularity is falling?
Yeah, you're right. And Labour should be a bit concerned as well, Heather, because they dropped just over 3 points on the same poll last month. And this Curia poll, of course, is the one conducted by your old mate, David Farrier, the big winner is ACT. They've jumped up just over 3% to almost 13%. And that would see certainly National on 46 seats, ACT on 16. They would form a government with 62 seats out of the 120. The notion that Te Pāti Māori would be, brokering the deal finally at the negotiating table is beyond me. They're on 3.7%. I can't see them going much higher than that. The Greens are stable. But you're right, Heather, when it comes to the leaders of both parties, certainly Chris Hipkins does prove to be more popular than Chris Luxon. His favourability score, though, at 22%, is 6% lower than last month, and 11% down on his March peak.
Yeah.
So that's not that long ago. So I think he would be worried. Still, Luxon is still in negative territory, but then he is the leader of the opposition,
yeah,
and really hasn't made that many inroads.
Speaking of Marama Davison, she got kicked out of the House today, Barry, but for what? What did she say?
Well, it was a case of the Speaker, fresh from being accused of advising the Māori Party to show that he can be, I think, fairly harsh on the left. He kicked out all the Māori Party yesterday. And ex-Nicole McKee, she was asking a question of the Justice Minister and her attitude to crime. And the Greens co-leader, Marama Davidson, interjected and earned the wrath of the Speaker. Have a listen.
Does she believe that the government's first job is to keep law-abiding New Zealanders safe from criminals? And if so, will she support ACT's policy to invest in building an additional 500-bed prison to ensure there is sufficient capacity?
Honourable Marama Davidson will stand, withdraw and apologise.
I withdraw and apologise.
I'll ask you to ask the question again.
Does she believe that the government's first job...
The Honourable Marama Davidson will leave the chamber. Now, please.
So she walked out, but I've got to say, on the way out, she was rather dramatic in a theatric way, bowing from the waist at the speaker's chair.
Why not? Hey, Barry, thank you for that. Barry Soper, senior political correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.